This is Shudders Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 294 of Shudders Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuddersIncPodcast.com, and joining me on the line via Skype from Melbourne, because we can, from creativephotoworkshops.com.au, Mr. Glyn Lavender, how are you?
Do I have to speak louder, or is your electricity okay?
No, we've got the electrons running again, mate. It's all good.
Because this tin can thing's really starting to be a bit of a pain.
Tell me about it.
Joked about it for a while, the old tin can and piece of string, and last week we actually needed it. So there was me, sitting there casually waiting for 20 minutes for you to show up, texting you saying, where are you? Are you okay, mate? I'm worried about you. Is your health okay? Nothing. You didn't come off the bike, you get all this not response to the text. What do I find? No.
Mate, you wouldn't read about, you know.
No, I did read about it. It's in the paper.
Four whole days of no power.
This day and age.
And six whole days with no mobile phone network here either.
That's mad. Like
Optus lost their entire network. When you went to their status map on their website, it showed all the towers across the southern part of the central coast, and they were all red. And for 6 days, Optus had no network coverage here.
It was just for those less technical among us. Red's bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Just checking.
It was just crazy.
In this day and age, to lose it for that long is quite amazing.
Ridiculous. And the thing is, you know, with the NBN, you lose your copper phone line, right? So your home phone runs through NBN over using what's called VoIP, voice over IP.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that the moment the power goes out, you've lost your internet.
Yeah.
And that means you've lost your home phone. And then you lose your mobile phone coverage as well, and suddenly you are completely cut off. You cannot contact anyone.
You're in the dark ages.
Mate, totally.
It's like being in Adelaide, living in Adelaide.
Yeah, I guess.
You're back in time.
But the serious side of it, what if you're medically in need of assistance, you know?
Like,
you know, that's a scary proposition.
It's that's the hardest thing, isn't it, if you actually need help.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like normally when your phone network goes down, you can still do like emergency SOS calls.
Yeah.
Did you have that option or?
Yes, we did.
Okay. So there was some.
So we could use the Telstra network, but that's only for emergency calls.
Exactly. You're just saying, just saying, what if you needed medical help? Well, you've bloody got it, haven't you?
Well, I mean, I didn't try it. I don't know that it was going to work. I'm hoping it would work if I needed it.
Thank goodness you didn't. There was, and you got some more storms of brewing, I see.
I know. It's crazy.
Can I just say it's been beautiful blue skies and sunny down here, and it's been fabulous.
Has it really?
Oh, absolutely, for weeks. We had a couple of drops of rain the other day.
Crazy. But,
in fact, I didn't have a workshop on last week, so I was having more construction stuff done at the house.
Right.
And last Saturday, and for the first Saturday in like 7 years, it rained all day. And that would, if I'd had work, that would have been the first range workshop that would have been rained out ever.
Wow.
I had to be there and show them what to do and stuff. And
Make sure they didn't break any more of your windows.
Oh, don't even talk to me about stuff. That, I mean, it's not just that. I mean, so my modem stopped working.
Right.
My brand new modem I picked up a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I bought a new coffee machine last week.
Your new 28.8K modem.
Yeah. Got a new coffee machine last week. Got it home. Didn't work. Took it back.
I don't drink coffee. What am I doing with this?
I broke the screen on my iPad mini. Okay. I just got my surround sound amp back today from repair, and if it gets a really loud noise, it all shuts itself down. So it's going to go back again. I don't know what black cat I threw through a mirror while standing under a ladder. I've got no idea. But when I took the coffee machine back to the store I bought it from, I said, look, I've bought 8 appliances from this store in the last 4 months. This is the 7th one I'm returning.
Wow.
I mean, and touch wood, the dishwasher's still working, but it made a funny noise the other night, and I was a bit worried. 7 out of 8 appliances.
Mate, I'd be thinking of shopping at a different store.
But I have to look, my Xbox One I just bought just before, just after Christmas, part of its stutter is not working anymore. So it's like every single thing I'm touching at the moment doesn't work.
Wow.
I'm just like...
That's freaky.
And my new Luva roof I just got put up, looked at the other day, and you know how the photographer's eye sees things just ever so slightly out of place.
Yes.
One of the louvers has developed a kink. Oh. Just like, can nothing go right? Yeah. But a funny thing happened yesterday. I had a mate of mine over yesterday finishing off our kitchen.
Right.
And he was working. I went and got the kids and came back, and the kids are playing outside. And then my four-year-old goes inside for a while, and she comes out, she walks out to my mate Jared, and she goes, look, I've got a pet mouse. And he looks down there, she's in her hand, she's got this dead mouse.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And he took it off her real quick, like, and he goes, where'd you find that? She goes, oh, in my bedroom. And I've gone, what?
Is this Miss Four or Miss Seven?
It's Miss Four. So I've thrown the dead mouse over next door because I don't like them very much.
Right.
Thrown to next door's yard. God, so this thing, who knows how it even got into the house, but it dead smack bang in the middle of my daughter's doorway, died.
Wow.
Out in the open, just bang, and it's like, I just don't know. Oh, did I tell you about, just think about things going wrong. I had two new doors put in, a big front door and two French doors out the back.
Right.
22 faults I've found so far with them.
Are you serious?
How can you have 22 faults in a door? How can you make that many mistakes installing? It took two guys 3 days to install two doors.
There's really not that many moving parts with a door.
22 bloody mistakes. It's like so. I haven't paid.
No.
I haven't paid the balance yet.
No.
I've only paid 25% deposit. The things are fully installed, so I'm happy to have them at the price I've paid for them.
Yeah.
25% of the value. You know, it's just like every single damn thing. It's just like goes wrong.
Wow.
And then I come to do a podcast last week, trying to get cheered up by my mate Bruce.
He's nowhere to be found.
Not even that. He doesn't even bother to have the courtesy to text me from work when he's got a signal.
Yeah.
Not coming tonight, Glenn. Yeah. Don't sit by your phone for 15 to 20 minutes waiting for
it. Was only when I got home that I went, oh, no, I was supposed to text Glenn and tell him I can't do the podcast.
Zero. You should have tapped on the tin can.
Yeah, exactly.
You're down there. Well, it's all well and good. We're back to our normal load of garbage.
That's right.
That's just the two of us.
You know, I was thinking.
You and I.
In the week that I had off, that we are only 6 episodes away from a reasonably significant milestone.
What, a good episode?
Yeah. Wow. Episode 300.
We've only got 6 episodes to store up some good information to put out a good episode.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Episode 300 is only 6 episodes away.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
One of you should organise something.
One of them. So I've been around, what, about, I don't know, 60, 80 episodes, I guess? I don't know.
No, you've been on board for over 120 eps now, I think.
Really? 120 episodes?
Yeah, it was about 160, 170.
Okay, so.
Came on board.
So at least we know half the episodes are close to good.
Yeah.
You know? And then we teamed up.
Yeah. Anyway. So we should organise something for the 300.
Somebody the other day, I can't remember who it was, said they downloaded every single episode.
Oh, that was David Cambry.
That's right. He's going to go and listen through them all. So he's going to see a fair change between the first half and the second half.
That's for sure. Yep.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
Yes. So let's do a video podcast.
Okay.
Oh.
That'll be riveting.
Good point. Can we green screen ourselves into some exotic location?
Oh, I'm sure we could.
I'm sure you could. Not so confident myself. We'll think. Let's get the listeners to throw some ideas.
Yeah, chuck us some ideas.
Do we just do a best of? Yeah, you just cut and paste bits from the first
top
three
and tail.
Yeah, just. Cut 5 seconds from every episode. Just it'll sound more common sense than a normal episode.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there you go. Because on those episodes, you wouldn't have stuff like this.
That's right.
me playing with a paper bag by the microphone, which I have a habit of doing. What is that paper? What's the bag?
Exactly.
So I got distracted now. I don't know what that is. Right.
So what do you got on your list?
Get rid of that. It's gone. It's gone.
Thank you.
Here we go. I'm gonna cut straight. Before we go into that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cut straight to that. No, before we get to that.
Cut straight to some more waffle.
On our Facebook page this week has been going crazy.
Has it?
It's gone berserk this week. I have had Facebook messaging me saying, what have you done? Because there's people commenting like crazy on your Facebook page, and that never happens.
Yes.
But you're the instigator.
This post has generated more than 95% more interest than any other post you've ever posted.
It said three comments.
And it was not a podcast episode.
but you're the instigator. You're asking the question about Lightroom 6.
I did.
Now I haven't actually downloaded Lightroom 6 yet, because what I realised, and this is something that might be a little bit sneaky, a little bit tricky, I'm not sure, but I subscribed to Adobe CC.
The Photographer Edition? So yeah. Lightroom and Photoshop? Lightroom and
Photoshop, the $10 a month one.
Yep.
But downloaded both, the latest of both, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, however long ago it was they started doing
it. And you still haven't installed it?
No, I've done it. I've been running it.
Oh, okay.
But my credit card ran out of date, it expires and get the new credit card.
Right.
And they sent me the information saying, can you please update your payment info? And of course I didn't. I forgot to do it.
Wow.
But both my Lightroom and my Photoshop CC still work, even though I no longer have an active account.
What?
Yes, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Well, I mean, I've got an active Adobe account. I just don't have any payment being drawn out of my account because I haven't given them the new details yet.
Wow.
But both still work. I can't get Lightroom 6.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to pay. Yeah.
but that's interesting.
I thought so. Bit of a sneaky little thing. So I might do that for another 6 or 8 months before I need Lightroom 6.
Well, I was going to say, there's got to be some sort of, a grace period that they're going to allow you, to either supply details or lose functionality.
How about access?
That one. Yeah. Functionality. Much access. Better.
Allow you access to the
software.
Yes, but it's interesting.
I asked the question whether or not the price had changed. Because that was one of the things that I was skeptical about when they first, introduced this subscription model 12 months ago. I was thinking, going to do it for $10 a month for the first year, and then what's going to happen after that? And I particularly thought, with the release of a new version, this will be the time when they'll jack up the subscription price. And so that was why I asked the question. And, everyone said, no, it's still $10 a month, even after the new versions come out.
The new glitchy version, apparently.
Yeah, so I rang Adobe and I said, look, I know you can still buy a standalone Lightroom 6, not CC. And given that I've already got a standalone Lightroom 5 license that I paid for, what will the upgrade cost me? $99.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, really?
That's 11 months.
Why would I pay that when for another $20 I get Photoshop as well as Lightroom?
Yeah.
That's just a no-brainer. And I mean, I kind of get, that they're trying to push more and more people to go onto the subscription model. And I guess that's why they've set the pricing in that manner so that, you just look at it and go, well, there's not even an argument here. You're going to go the subscription model because it makes more sense.
Absolutely. It's fiscally sound.
Yes. So I've gone to the $10 a month, although I just paid
it. You've done
it. I paid the year up front. I didn't bother with the monthly payment. I think it's just easier just to pay it once a year and be done with it.
Oh, so much easier because that automatic debit, that automatic direct is so hard to do. It's just so troublesome.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, I have got it, and I do notice that, yes, it is slower to load, even on my well-specced PC. But other than that,
I have... family-friendly show, dude.
Sorry? I haven't had any glitches with it yet. It hasn't crashed on me. It hasn't done anything untoward. the thing that does bother me is every time I go to open a new catalog, it's constantly nagging me to turn on sync. I was like, no, I don't want sync. Go off and stay off.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're
saying? Yes. Anyway.
So that was some great feedback from everybody on the Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you.
We appreciate that. That's lovely. Screens on lenses.
What, like a fly screen?
Like a OLED screen.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So it's not enough that we've got two screens in our cameras at least.
Yeah, one on
Let's
top,
throw
one
a couple,
on the back.
Let's throw one on a lens as well. So Zeiss are coming out now with lenses with screens.
So
and the screen.
Instead of having the, the analog distance meter on the barrel of your prime lens, it's now an LCD screen.
Mm-hmm.
Showing you the focal distance.
That makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Why?
Because they're idiots. Because they can, and that doesn't mean you should. It's like coming out with new words. Just because you can.
If it's legal, it's possible.
If it's legal, it's possible.
That's going to be the new mantra of Shutter's Inc., I think.
That's legal, it's possible. I mean, I don't think they've copyrighted that, so it's legal for us to say use that slogan.
Right.
Oh dear. So Zeiss are coming out with full frame E-mount lenses with screens on them.
I just don't see the point.
Madness. I've got to say that their lenses do look pretty sexy though.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I mean, the Zeiss lenses are just incredible pieces of construction. But they're E-mount, so you should be buying them.
Why? I don't have an E-mount camera.
Don't you?
No.
So isn't the Sony the E-mount?
Yes, but not my Alpha 850.
Oh, you're A-mount. Sorry, you've got the old. Sorry, you're still old school.
Yeah. Old school stuff.
Old school. Like I saw someone on Facebook the other day. Some guy was selling some DJ equipment.
Right.
At a pawn shop or something. And the guy says, oh, so you DJ off a computer? He goes, oh, no, off CDs. He goes, oh, old school. No. There's this big black things.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, dear. But, yeah, those lenses look very nice anyway.
Yeah.
Did we talk about – we didn't because we weren't online. But the problem is I've got all my notes from last week.
Yeah.
Right? I've done absolutely zero or slightly less research this week.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at – oh, I forgot what I looked at last week because I've got down here the ultimate traveler's hard drive.
Right, from Western Digital.
Yeah, the Western Digital one. Yes, it's awesome. This is awesome.
Why?
Well, it's SD access only, so it's no good if you don't have an SD card. But you put your memory card in to the hard drive.
Oh, wow.
It accesses it. But if you've got Wi-Fi, it also automatically uploads to the cloud, so you've got two storages.
Wow.
Plus, of course, you can check with your phone what's on your hard drive to make sure the stuff's actually there. You know, all that feed. Did they actually transfer over or not?
That's awesome.
I thought so. It's like, well, there you go. There's the ultimate travel hard drive.
But why restrict it to only SD cards? That's what I don't get.
Well, look, even a lot of the high-end pro cameras now only run on SD, so it's...
But why not put a USB port so that you can at least mount a card reader of other formats?
You should be able to. It's got an ultra-fast USB 3 port
as well.
Oh, there
you go.
Yeah, what are you worried about?
Wow.
It's bitch moan.
What are these worth?
What are they worth? What do they sell for?
What do they sell for?
I don't know. No idea.
Let's click on the shop now link.
Let's hit that button that says shop now. Don't you just love this live research?
Yeah. Now it's taking
That's why listeners keep coming back. This is why listeners just keep coming back, dude.
Why is that?
Because it's the spontaneity. It's the genuine. They're on the journey with us. Looking and learning. Oh, look at your special 8 gig SD card free when you buy one.
Awesome.
$199 for the 2 terabyte.
That'd be US dollars.
Either way, it's still pretty darn good. Yeah.
Yeah.
$200. I mean, you get 2 terabytes, $150 or something.
That's awesome.
And yeah.
Wow.
Well, 500 gig for only 120. Why would you ever have 500 gig? Oh, yeah, there's 1 terabyte just popped into the. So 500 gig, 1 terabyte, and 2 terabytes.
Nice.
two TVs for under $300 Australian.
Wow.
With Wi-Fi. And, of course, I mean, you'd be able to access your hard drive Wi-Fi, so you've got movies on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Just sit there and as you're traveling, and get your iPad mini or your phone onto your hard drive and just watch a movie.
Yeah, nice.
I like it.
Interesting.
I knew I saved that one for a reason. That was good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with myself there.
Yeah.
Now, I surprised myself last week. On Luminous Landscape, I came across 15 comments on composition. Oh, here we go.
Right.
Here we go. Hey, I hate the word composition to start with, but 15 comments. So I thought I'll go and have a titter, a bit of a laugh. But I actually found something quite good.
Yeah.
I thought this was a pretty good summation of vision. Once again, more so than composition, because
right.
it's such a restrictive word, but ideas on vision. So I recommend everyone go have a bit of a look at it. Yeah.
Okay.
So composition is the strongest way of seeing. Composition is not just the placement of objects in the frame. It also involves color, contrast, light. Composition includes post-processing. Yeah, it's all part and parcel. So it's a good little viewpoint on the whole, the holistic image, the from go to woe, basically.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I thought it was, as these things go, these little clickbait top 15 thingamajiggies,
yep.
It was a pretty good one.
Cool.
So. I recommend
it's good to find one that we don't have to take the mickey out of.
Yeah, I've got one of those later.
All right, of course.
then I came across on Strobist website
just
a really good visual demonstration of what you can do with one flashlight.
Okay.
Just a good, talking about position, lighting position and angles and it's a series of exercises basically where you can just move, where it gets you to move your flash around and take another shot and see the differences.
Yeah, right.
And if you're starting out and not sure quite how to light something, it was really, really good.
Cool.
So I was impressed once again. Yeah, I must have been sick last week because all this impressiveness, all this joy.
Lost your cynic.
Where's my damn cynicism gone? But yeah, they've got a really good series of not the photos are pretty basic, but the concepts of learning and visualizing the concepts are really good. So look at that one too, folk. I think you'll like it.
Definitely.
Oh, and then whilst we were on our thread of wisdom going on about Lightroom 6, I found on Adobe.com's forum a thread about fixes for Lightroom 6 crashing.
Right.
So I thought I'd put that out there because a few people are experiencing glitches.
Okay.
So I'd put that out there.
All right, well, that link will be in the show notes for anyone who needs it.
Just because I found the box just then because I got distracted.
Yeah.
I got given a Data Color Spider 5 Elite Expert Monitor Calibrator the other day.
Nice.
What do you do with it? I put it on like an earring and they told me that's not what to do. Because they've given it to me, so can we have a photo of you? The guy from the company giving it to me, it says, can we have a photo? So I put the bit that, the little cabley bit in my ear and the spider thing on the guy's chest like I was listening to his heart. That's the photo. So there you go. Thanks, Grassy. Thank you. So I've got one of those, and that's going to live in that box quite nicely forever. my screen's broken. Obviously, you can't monitor check a broken screen, can you?
Probably not.
You probably can, but who cares? I'm never going to do it. Yeah, if a photo comes back looking bad in colour, I'll just convert it to black and white and send it off again. Sony's coming out with a new thing using the eye sensor on the back of the camera, the little eye sensor, to trigger the camera. So when instead of pressing a button to take a photograph, say you see it for a long time exposure, you can just kind of just shield the viewfinder with your eye just to block it, and it recognizes the change of light and triggers the camera.
Mm.
You're not impressed?
No, I'm not.
Why?
I'd want to see it in action to see how that's going to play out in the real world because I don't want to be bringing my eye up to the viewfinder.
You don't have to bring your eye up to the view. You can just block it with your finger.
But what I'm saying is I don't want to be bringing my eye up to the viewfinder to compose my shot and work out my settings and all that sort of stuff and have it going.
You've got to turn the feature on once you're set up ready to go.
Oh, for God's sake.
It might be
that's
one
ridiculous.
Button. It's not ridiculous. Oh, come on, Mr. Functionality.
That's redonkulous.
It's not redonkulous. I think it's a very cool idea.
No, give me voice activation.
Well, that too.
That
Oi,
would be
shoot.
Better. Hey?
Oi, shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
No, now. No, yeah. Now. You mentioned that. Yeah, you're talking. So, no, what are you doing? I'm just doing a photo shoot. Click. Oh, bugger. Oh, shoot. Oh, it's gone again. Everything you say.
The idea with any voice-activated system is that you'd be able to assign it a key trigger word.
Oh, really?
Like click. You know, so yeah. That when you want it to fire, you go click.
Come over here, you click. Oh, it's gone. It's gone again. Look at that.
Yeah. Well, you know. Oh, well, maybe there's room for that to work. I don't know. I'll wait and see it in action before I pass judgment.
I like it. Okay. Now, I love this. This is the solving of all our problems and all our woes in the world, Bruce, what you is? And me. Hipstamatic.
Yeah.
Have come out with an app. Because right. I love the Hipstamatic shooting app. It's just a wonderful conceptual and quality phone app. Okay. But they've come out with a share camera app for doing photo projects like we're doing with our still camera.
Right.
So you get this app downloaded. It's got like 27 shots on it, and you take one or how many you assign, and then the next person gets the camera and sort of got your photo on it. They've got to take a photo, and it goes around. So you forward this camera electronically to people
as an app,
and then they take the photo with their phone, and it forwards onto the next person, and so on. Okay. So we could do our camera app all around the world, but just via phone.
Without having to actually send a physical camera.
Yeah, without actually to do any work. You know, you know that appeals to me.
I don't know. There's something about the tactile experience that I think is good.
Yeah, but this is lazy and easier. Well, I like it. When we do camera one, number two, we're doing it this way.
Okay. All right.
Just for funsies. Cause, yeah.
Does it work on Android? Because if it doesn't work on Android, mate, I'm killing it right here and now.
Okay. Oh, because of you.
If it's iOS only, if it's iOS only, it's dead in the water. I'm telling you now. Let's click on the apps link and see what it says.
Let's shoot together. Available on the App Store. Apple. create a group camera to share with your friends. Shoot until the timer hits zero, then enjoy glorious moments at the end when everyone sees the photos. Marvellous.
There you go, mate. It's dead. Forget it.
No.
I'm cutting it out of the podcast. It's not even happening.
As iOS people are doing it. That's real. Let's shoot together. Come on. Let's shoot together. They've got another one here called Cinematic.
Yeah,
the best way to create beautiful short films is to record short clips that transform into amazing short motion pictures. Well, look at that. I have to look at that one. No, I do like a gadget. No good at them because they will break on me, but other than that, yeah.
Or you don't get them out of the box.
Oh, the Antiques Roadshow in the US. Yeah. You know the Antiques Roadshow.
The TV show, yeah.
Yeah. There's an American version. Well, some guy had some four Edward Weston prints.
Right.
That he took in. And they valued these four prints at $260,000.
Wow.
For four prints, $260,000.
Wow.
Amazing. So look in your cupboards, people. You've got a couple of them laying around. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. And in our quest for, you know, once a week looking at some kind of cool photographer,
yeah,
I came across this guy's doing amazing double exposures.
Oh, okay.
Amazing double exposures. And it's for his kids. He's actually doing – I didn't actually really read too much about it because, you know, it was boring me. But he's doing this – click on the link.
I'm looking at the first image of the two hands and the face.
It's incredible. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I don't know how he does it. Wisdom for my children, he calls it.
Yeah.
Failure and regret are reserved for those who are afraid to reach with their hearts. So it's just photos and words for his kids.
Yeah, right.
To find your courage, you must first find your fears. Oh, yeah, it's deep.
So
sometimes what we fear the most is only something we haven't grasped an understanding of.
But, I mean, it says photographer and digital artist, so I'm thinking these are just photoshopped.
I don't mind if they are.
Right, okay. So it's not like he's magically...
I really couldn't imagine he's doing these in camera.
No, that's what I was getting at.
Fears, once again, serious hatred for his... Yeah. skills.
Free skills.
Skills and quality. Oh, there's tutorials here. Hang on a sec. Double exposure tutorial. Wow. Oh, yes, if I was to, you know.
Who'd have thought?
The Union app. A double exposure tutorial. Here we go.
Yeah.
Simple steps. Apps use Camera Plus. All done with phone, are they? Camera Plus, Filter Storm, throw any blender. Well, there you go. Yeah, so they're all
done with the phone.
Done with the phone, which is even more. I should have looked at this other bits rather than just disappeared. Yeah, got bored. I'm actually going to read that.
Wow.
That's impressed. And once again, to have a nice, I'll flick through it. Yeah, probably, I'll never do it, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Look, I'm even going to bookmark it. Here we go. Bookmark.
Control add. D. Command D.
It is. I don't know how to do that. I rarely bookmark anything. So I just learned how to do it. There we are. I'm such a knob. Really. I don't even know how to bookmark a page. It's how shallow my life has become. You know, that I just do the same stuff day in, day out. No wonder I'm suffering depression. Unbelievable. So in our previous episode, the one before failed to show up, we were talking about the amazing 83-time Zoom.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's come out with a 343-time Zoom.
That is insane. How?
It's also all photoshopped. Okay. Right. But he's done this video of what it would be like to have a 343-time Zoom. And the video, seriously.
It is cool. I'm watching it now.
He's done it very well.
That's awesome. That is seriously cool.
he's done a great job.
Yeah.
And then last couple of things for me.
Yeah.
Because we'll probably make it a short podcast this week, I'm thinking. I came across this guy's website called Around the World in 1,000 Days.
Right.
And it's this guy who went around the world.
How long did it take him?
Ages. But he originally set off to go for a year and just kept on going. But his photos are fabulous.
Right.
His journey was to go to all the really remote places of the world and meet the people.
Right.
And go to places where, you know, it's not technology, where there aren't, you know, the Western style life or even the aspiration for Western style life. And so he's captured some remarkable and amazing looking people.
Yeah, right. I'm having trouble getting the page to load, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal.
I'll have a look at that afterwards.
That's it. No, it came up for me, so that's okay. So it's still there. Just make sure it wasn't gone.
Yeah. Okay.
But unless mine's cached, of course. Oh, that's fabulous.
So he visited some good places?
I'm gonna do something a bit naughty.
Mm-hmm.
I've copied one of his photographs.
Yeah.
And you're gonna send it to you. I'm gonna try, see if I've got the technology. There it goes. Have a look at that little bad boy just came through.
What's it doing? Come on. Oh, wow. Whoa. Hey, that's trippy.
It's a cool shot, isn't it?
That's really cool. For those who can't see the image that I'm seeing, but you'll probably see it on the page if you go to the link, it's a group of dancers who are all dressed in some sort of red tribal outfit. All of the lower halves of their body are in motion, but most of the faces are still and perfectly captured. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's very well done. It's just this blur of action, and life, action. And color, I've been to his website. He's got just so much beautiful stuff. I just sent a portrait of his there as well. Which is stunning as well. So he's just Japanese photographer, just cool. Traveling the world and really, really kind of like that.
Yeah, nice.
So then the slightly piss taking it was one of these things about, you know, the top 20 real meaning of photography words.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it was kind of done by a Sydney guy. Capture is number one, word number one, capture, an alternative way of referring to a photograph. Seen as a pretentious expression by some people, but beloved by writers who've used the word shot, exposure, or image too many times in the same article already.
Nice.
Which is clever. Rule of thirds, grid-based compositional guide designed to as to remove all possible appeal from a scene by placing the main object of interest in one of only four blindingly obvious locations within the frame. Have an Irish friend say it out loud for an altogether different rule. Leading line, a fence. Leading lines, two fences. Long exposures. The first shot of the day when, having forgotten to check the settings beforehand, the photographer realizes too late that the camera is still set to last night's 30-second manual exposure. The resulting shot is often far more interesting than what they were actually intending to photograph, and is consequently shared with the caption, "Thought I'd try something different today." Which I love. No. Photojournalist. Career path with similar prospects to that of installer of asbestos ceilings. I love that one. That's constructive great. Criticism. Bitter and usually unwanted commentary on your photograph by socially inept cretins who haven't taken a decent photo themselves in 30 years of trying. The only thing you need to know about constructive criticism is that it's always the latter and very rarely the former. Memory card, a small piece of silicon wafer embedded in plastic which warps in and out of existence on the temporal timeline according to how desperate you are to find it.
Nice.
Which is so true. Metadata, where to find the name of the cracking group who hacked that bent copy of Lightroom you're using. golden hour. Period of the day during which landscape photographers further alienate themselves from their loved ones by disappearing at precisely the time the evening meal is served. And the last one, autofocus. Incredibly clever system that, by means of a passive phase detection implemented through a beam splitter and micro lenses, enables you to crisply photograph a tree instead of the racing car you were actually hoping to capture. That's by Andy Hutchinson, who's a photographer and journalist based in South Coast, New South Wales.
Nice.
But I love those. They gave me a good laugh in the moments of bleakness that is my life. Just process is so hard. So what did you have? You had a few things.
I came across a thing called the Solo Shot.
Oh, yeah? Is it a selfie website?
Well, yes and no. This thing is a gadget that you mount in between your video camera and your tripod.
Yeah.
And what this thing allows you to do is identify yourself in the frame, and then this thing will automatically pan your tripod head so that your video camera keeps you in the shot. It's pretty cool. You got to watch the videos. It's amazing what they've done. And you can program zooms into it as well.
Man.
So it'll zoom and follow you. It's about $400. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
But I figure, you know, if you're, you know, so many people these days, you know, when you're trying to do video work for clients or whatever, so often you're trying to do it on, you know, as a one-man band.
I'm a one-man.
Yeah, so often there aren't budgets to take an entire crew with you. So, you know, this kind of stuff is just opening up massive possibilities for single operators.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Clever.
So very, very funky.
And for all those people who make an income from using webcams and talking to people online, if you know what I mean, they could probably have a handy to have one that follows them around too.
Yeah. The next one was 30 hilarious and crazy images of photographers trying to capture the perfect shot. I don't know. Did you see this at all?
No, but number one's kind of funny.
There's some great images in here.
Oh, the one with the guy's tripod's on fire and his shoes.
Yeah, standing in the lava.
That's photoshopped.
Well, maybe.
I know. The one, I've seen that one before, the group being chased by a bear.
By the bear, yeah.
It all looks a little bit too... I mean, let's face it. If you're running away from bear, you're not taking a reflector with you.
No, that's true.
That thing's a wind sail, so it's slowing down somewhat. You know, you're discarding the wind sail. The old one of the guy with the old Graflex or whatever is up on the side of the building. That's very cool.
Yeah.
But he's missing his feet, which is kind of unusual. It must be dead in the building. Oh, the fake swan! I love it.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Number eight bothers me because clearly the guy has no idea. There is no way he's getting a shot of that bird with that lens.
Yes.
Unless it's a macro lens.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But anyway. The flash is going to miss. It's going to run over his head. That, I'll tell you what, that number nine, that's serious flexibility.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think she's got a backpack under her back.
I don't care.
That's, no, right.
Yeah.
Number 13 scares me.
You able to get your foot, to not even to touch your bum is, you know, without your, the leg being broken. It's something quite impressive. Yeah. Number 13, yeah, or number 11 me. Being attacked by an eagle is pretty nasty.
Oh, wait till you get to 13.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit of a worry.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure child services are going to have something to say about that.
Unless you don't like the kid. You know, if you don't like the kid, it's all right. Number 14's funny, too, with the pigeons.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's boring.
Yeah, so boring. There's some interesting stuff there. Number 18's pretty cool.
18's very cool, yeah. Some of the stingray going away. Yeah. Very, very cool. Yeah. Oh, there's number 9. I've done number 19 a fair bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, and okay, you're getting the reflection off the pool of water.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's it. That's sort of. There you go. Yeah, doing the reflection of the water. Street photography. That's street photography right there. She's taking a photo of the street.
Yeah.
Boring. Oh, the one, the guy on the ladder up the. That doesn't look like work safe to me. Number 20.
No, OH&S going to have issues with that one.
That's just not looking too good.
That looks like a photo off thereifixedit.com.
I love number 25. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all killer.
That's CPW, man.
That is right. Just that's all pure. Killer right there.
Pure CPW.
Too funny. Yeah, boring. Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah.
Number 25 is the keeper, though, that's for sure. It's just the winner. So what else you got?
Eric Johansson is a photographer who's doing some very surreal stuff. This is on Adobe Inspire. Just obviously a lot of very creative Photoshop stuff in what he's done, and definitely worth a look. Just if you want to be completely disgusted by the talent of other people.
Yeah, and to be discouraged in your own art.
Exactly.
That's where I'm at.
Now, for some reason, this has kept on appearing on my Facebook feed. It's obviously they've paid for placement with people who, you know, post lots of photography type stuff.
Yeah.
A crowd called Breakthrough Photography have come out with a new screw-in neutral density filter. This is not a graduated. This is just a pure neutral density across the entire lens. The thing that gets me about these is that they claim that their filter is far more color neutral than just about any of the other neutral density filters.
It's super neutral as opposed to just neutral.
Yes. Right, because I have the format high tech.
We're neutral to the max. Yeah.
And the thing I know from, you know, personal experience with that filter is the blue cast on it is phenomenal.
Bad.
And I have to post-process anything I shoot with that filter to the nth degree to get any reds out of it at all.
Really?
Yep. And looking at the sample images, I mean, you can see that there are very distinct color casts to the, you know, the three main competing brands of neutral density filters.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see, yeah.
Oh, one write to them. Tell them to send us some samples.
Yeah, we
seriously
should.
Get on the phone to them. Send samples. 77mm for me, thanks, dude.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Yeah, get okay.
Them. All right, that's your challenge for the week.
All right, all right.
If I have to think up something, for the 300th episode, you've got to do something yourself.
Now, I guess you would have seen the story about the Fairfax Group having farmed out the archiving of all of Australia's and New Zealand's, you know, photographic history for the last 100+ years to this photographer guy in
Arkansas.
Yeah, that one. So
if it's Kansas, heck, it's not Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly. Turns out this guy,
same language.
John Rogers had basically promoted himself as a digitizer of your analog prints and negs. Fairfax here in Australia and New Zealand has basically sent this entire massive catalog. It was like over a million images over to this guy in the US to have them all digitized. And now he's gone out of business. And
gone out of business.
Yeah.
This with that much work. So if you can't make money when they're throwing that sort of volume at you, you've got a bad business model.
It was lifting up the lid of the scanner and putting all those prints in.
Oh,
that stuff gets tiring. So yeah, so now there's this you know, massive legal battle to try and get all these images back. So yeah, that's going to be interesting to see whether or not they actually do end up getting those images back.
Interesting stuff.
And the last thing I had on my list, and this is kind of photography related. This was on Photo Counter.
Oh, yes. I saw this, yes.
About music retailers using what's known as Record Store Day, which is an annual event that is designed...
Never every year.
Yeah, exactly. Designed to promote, you know, getting people back into record music stores and specifically for buying vinyl. And there are lots of artists who... you know, still love vinyl, you know, particularly your older school artists who do special releases every year that are only available on vinyl and primarily available on Record Store Day. And the gist of this blog post on Photo Counter was that maybe the retail side of the photographic industry needs to, you know, analyze what's been done with Record Store Day and try and work out, you know, a similar motivating force to get people back into doing, you know, photographic things and spending money in photographic retail outlets.
Will never happen.
No.
You've got to have motivated retailers.
Yeah. Do you not think the retailers are motivated?
Not remotely.
Really?
Yeah, not in the slightest.
Okay.
Most photographic specialty retailers.
Yeah.
There are exceptions, but I know a friend of mine is a consultant, a photographic retail specialist consultant.
Right.
Who goes and does business models for struggling photo stores.
Right.
And he'll do it for free for them.
Wow.
All right. And he'll go in there, he'll set up a full business model for them. And show them how to improve all the stuff, all the tweaks they're going to do. And he comes back 3 months later. What have you done? Oh, nothing.
Yeah, right.
This is the thing that's going to save the businesses.
Yeah.
Most of them are so bogged down in just surviving day to day because they've got no staff. So just running day to day, it takes up so much of their time. The PMA, the Photo Marketing Association of Australia, well, in Australia, it doesn't exist anymore. It's closed down.
Yep.
So there's no body. There's no body for the retailers to actually do any of this sort of legwork anymore. Yep. PMA USA, which is
of which you're basically, the head honcho.
Is effectively a non-functioning organisation as well.
It's been farmed out to Australia.
Well, it's been farmed out to the actual running of PMA has been farmed out to a company that runs that's businesses to run organisations.
Oh, really?
So all the actual, you know, work isn't done by anyone who has anything any clue about photography anymore.
Yeah, right.
So it's gone. And the thing is, Records Today, they've got something tangible. As we know, my mate Adam, mutual friend, he was out there 5 o'clock on Record Store Day, you know, lining up to buy stuff. And but what they're going to do on Film Store Day? You go in and they've got some, you know, they've got limited release film for the day only. Yeah, it just doesn't have the same traction. You know,
no, not quite.
Yeah, it doesn't going to work. And I was asked the same thing the other day. I said, "No, well, how can we lever that?" And I said, "Well, you can't. Don't steal somebody else's idea. Go and find your own.
Yeah,
yeah. Take that under advisement that something can be done.
Yep.
But you've got to try and figure out what the hell that's going to be for yourself because we have a great thing, and I've been pushing for 10 years for Australian photo retailers to get involved with. And do you know how many people have got involved?
Well, hang on. What is the great thing?
World Photo Day.
Right. How does that work?
Well, World Photo Day is a day of celebrating photography.
Right.
And stores can put on photo walks and exhibitions and invite customers in just to have someone talk about photography. Just have some drinks and snacks and play with the gear. You can do anything you want, but celebrate based on everyone promoting a single day. Now, I've been probably 15 years I've been bleating at this industry in this country to do something about this day, and none.
Right.
Now, I got a store in New Zealand to do it.
Right.
And they're having fabulous success every year. So it's getting bigger and bigger every year. They do World Photo Day. They build a whole month calendar around this day.
Wow.
Yeah. May, I think it used to be World Photo Month. You know, we used to have this stuff. Yeah, but the apathy and the blaze that digital – this is the problem. Digital became so pervasive so quickly, and there's so much money when it first started out that people were just raking it in. You know? It was easy to make money because not many people understood the technology. Yeah, the technology was expensive and the price wars hadn't started. I mean, you can buy a full digital three-lens camera kit now for less than the first memory card I bought.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Wow.
Now, SLR and three lenses for less than a freaking memory card. So it's a different world, you know?
Yeah.
But so in those days, it was easy even to make money. It's only when your box moving stores, your big, they say, well, there's money here. And they went and spent 5 years killing that money.
Yep.
And then once that money went, they went and lost interest. Go into a big electronic store these days and see, try and find the camera department.
Yeah, right.
They've all been shoved down to some small department in some small corner somewhere. And then what's left is the photo store who's had to sack all their staff, who don't have any people to run the business anymore, and they're just trying to survive day to day. This is not everybody, but it's the majority. You know, it's tough. But World Photo Day. There's your day, people. It's already gone. There's a website.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an active program every year around the world that people get involved in. Camera stores, get off your ass. Go and do that. But you know what? They won't.
No.
Then they won't. And I'm tired of bleating at them for.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I've given up doing a lot of this stuff for the industry because it's just, well, yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why bother? Yeah. Anyway.
That's so if they get behind World Photo Day, which is one day out of 365.
Like Record Store Day is,
What do they do to generate extra income on those other 365 days?
Well, the same kind of thing that record stores do, I guess. They just keep talking to their customers and be active and be available. And but the thing is, if you run an event like Record Store Day, well, people know you exist.
Yep.
People will come down and you'll be in their minds.
Yeah.
And that's part of the bit track is to be in people's minds.
Yep.
Yeah. When we think photography, where do we think? Well, we don't think camera stores hardly anymore. We think, yeah, whatever.
No, large, you think about Facebook groups and
yeah, or you know, yeah. eBay or you know, whatever it is.
Oh, but for buying store, the gear, right.
For buying. Or, yeah. But if you actually want to say, well, World Photo Day, when's the next one going to be? It's all about 2014. So I think it's towards September 24th. There we go.
Right.
This coming year. So it's there. People can get involved. There's a website. worldphotoday.org, you know, it's all there.
Yeah,
right. There's events. You can participate as a business, a community, as individuals. There's logos and marketing you can download to get involved. It's all there.
Yep.
Just get off your ass and do it. If you're a camera store, you know, if you're in a small town, bloody put on an exhibition. Get your local photographer. Just do something. Yeah. Any damn thing. All you have to do is something. Because something's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a journey of 1,000 steps. Only starts with doing something. Oh, not 1,000 steps, but 1,000 miles, wouldn't it? Yeah. Because 1,000 steps, I mean, I could do that.
But you wouldn't.
But I'd break it up. Yeah. Four lots of 250 or something.
Or 250 lots of four.
Oh, good. That's a good idea, actually. I could spread that over like a year.
That's it. All right, mate. Well, you have a good week.
It's been a delight because I said I was in a pretty down mood before we got on the seriously. I'm struggling. I suffer from depression, and I've had a bit of a bad couple of days and bad week or two, and it is what it is. And this has cheered me up no end. So it's been a delight.
Excellent.
It'll keep me going for 3 or 4 minutes until
crashing back down.
Yeah, I'll go get some alcohol and just drown my sorrows. But no, it's been a delight. And what was probably my favourite thing about this week was not having to research any more info because we had it all from last week.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a bonus.
Nice.
Lovely speaking with you.
You too, matey.
Keep up that active Facebook page stuff. Yes. Ask him a question about Photoshop CC this time.
Yeah.
Lightroom went so well, it's even bigger and better.
I have in the last week been in the process of condensing my Lightroom catalogs.
Condemning it?
Condensing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Because I've seen
your photos, maybe the first option's better.
What's that?
I said, I've seen your photos, maybe the first option's better, condemning it.
That's harsh. So I'm condensing the number of catalogs into fewer catalogs.
Yeah.
And then once I've got it all tidied and ready, then I'll
Morgify.
What?
Morgify.
Okay. That.
You'll transmorgify.
To Lightroom CC.
I can make up words too, you know. Transmorgification.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, you have a good week.
I will. You have a week too, and we'll see everyone next week.
Yep, absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.
Shutters Inc., another audio2you.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.